This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Can a U.S. company with U.S. workers compete against cut-rate foreign competition? They can if the competition is caught cheating. There's a new fascinating book about an American furniture company that fought to stay open and won. It's full of the intrigue and infighting that comes with family-run companies. It's also a story of globalization run amok, a story that pivots around a very strong main character, Virginia furniture tycoon John Bassett III. The book is called Factory Man, and the author is Beth Macy.
I sort of stumbled on him when I was looking to tell the story of what had happened to all the people that lost their jobs. And somebody said, well, you know, there's this guy in Galax still making furniture. And he actually took on China in the Court of International Trade and won his case. And that furthermore, he said things like, the bleeping Chinese communists aren't going to tell me how to make furniture. And I thought, I've got to go interview that guy.
Let me fully understand this. These dressers start showing up on the shipping containers from China. They're cheap, but they're not cheaply made. They're actually pretty decent dressers. And he actually, this guy from Virginia, goes over to China to figure out where are these things coming from?
Sort of on the QT. He was pretending that he was going to place a big order and he wanted to see what the factory looked like. But meanwhile, back in his factory in Galax, he had had his line workers deconstruct that particular dresser and cost out all the parts. And so he knew that they were breaking the rules.
So the guy running the Chinese factory is like, I've got a deal for you. We can provide the dressers, but you got to close your factories? That's pretty much what the deal was going to be?
Yeah, and the government is subsidizing our factory, and we are selling it to you below cost because that is the price we're paying in order to take your market share.
Now, wait a minute, though. That's the definition of dumping. A lot of people actually don't know the definition, but dumping is selling something below the cost it took to produce it. And presumably here, there was a Chinese government subsidy making that possible.
Yeah, and he gets the top trade lawyer in Washington, spends millions of dollars pressing this case, and he wins at the International Trade Commission. The Commerce Department and then the US ITC proved the Chinese were dumping.
So he fights, he wins. This accrues to the employees, it accrues to the town, it accrues to his own bottom line. Do you think what happened at Bassett Furniture is a model for American industry? I mean, first of all, Mr. Bassett himself is a one of a kind. And secondly, a lot of the cheap competition from Asia isn't dumping. So a lot of companies don't have this model open to them as a tool.
You're right. He is an outlier. He's not making a ton of money. It took a very precise set of circumstances for someone like him to take it on. It took a big chip on his shoulder and the fact that he's privately held. So you can say, are there lessons? I certainly think there are some lessons to take in terms of just fighting for the rights of your workers. But is this what most of the public companies did? It is not.
Beth Macy is author of the book Factory Man, How One Furniture Maker Battled Offshoring, Stayed Local, and Helped Save an American Town. Beth, thank you.
Thank you so much, David.
After China grabbed the furniture jobs, globalization did not stop there. The world capital of furniture moved on to Indonesia, where Macy quotes a local furniture man worrying about where the jobs go next. Where will they end up in the end? Now, I have a blog where I suggest that the answer isn't where, but what. Aren't robots, automation, technology going to win that final battle? Marketplace.org has the piece if you're interested.